Welcome to Food Integrity Now. I'm Carol Gravet, and I'm one of the hosts of Food Integrity Now, and I'm here today with my two co-hosts, Matt Spaeth and Susan Wright. Welcome, Matt. Welcome, Susan.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
And we have as our guest today Mark Duvall. Mark Duvall is the co-owner of the Hole in the Wall Herb Shop and Natural Healing in Woodland Park. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Carol. Hi, Matt. Susan.
Hello. Good to have you here, Mark.
Thank you.
Before we get started with the Asaira, Mark, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into nutrition? For all you listeners out there, Mark really is my nutritional guru, and he's probably one of the most knowledgeable people I know on herbs and vitamins in Woodland Park and probably in the country.
Thanks, Carol. Basically, I grew up pretty sickly. I was getting pneumonia once, twice, sometimes three times a year, constantly taking antibiotics. I was extremely thin. When I graduated high school, 6'1", I was 130 pounds. And I finally, by the time I was in the Air Force, I decided to, you know, enough was enough because they just had me on steroids and antibiotics and every allergy in the world. And I finally just started studying nutrition books. And once I realized that I could control, you know, my diet myself and not take drugs, herbs instead of that, and lots of garlic, beefed up my immune system and, you know, empowered myself, and bingo, my, you know, health came back. So I wanted to share that with other people.
Well, how long have you owned Hole in the Wall?
We've owned that one since 1994. Our first store, Nancy and I, started in Aurora. In 1982, actually. Okay. So,
well, we're really excited to hear about the Asaira bioenergetic testing. And before we get started with that, I want to give our listeners the call-in number if you have any questions for Mark. It's 888-321-7234.
That number again?
That number again, Mark. Thank you. 888-321-7234. So, Mark, what is Asaira?
Asaira has probably been the hardest thing for me to ever describe to somebody that I've ever had to describe. It is a digital homeopathic machine, to make it that short, but that doesn't tell you anything. So let's just talk about homeopathy, that word, because if you understand that, then I can segue into what the Asaira does. Do you guys understand homeopathy at all, or is it
bit, but go ahead and tell us for our listeners out there who don't really know about it.
Okay, so let's say I like to use this analogy. I'm a homeopathic doctor, and I want to make a remedy for skin rash. Well, homeopathy, the word itself, means similar. So similar things cure similar things. So I would think, okay, what nature would give me a skin rash? So I'd go out in nature and sure enough, stumble upon poison ivy, poison oak, and guaranteed that's going to give you a skin rash. So I'd gather some of that up, take it back, make a extract out of it like you would any herb. Then to make the homeopathic remedy, you would take one drop of that extract, put it in another 9 parts of water with a little bit of alcohol, shake it, and then you have like what in homeopathy is called a dilution, and then you would take a drop of that dilution, put it in another bottle, shake it, you know, several, like 100 times, and then that would be another dilution. After 24 dilutions, there's no more physical substance left. So what is in there then? According to the AMA, there's nothing in there, which is water. But, you know, in France and Europe and England, they use homeopathy quite often, and the frequency from the plant is actually in the bottle, and that does do biological changes when you take that frequency. So that's basically homeopathy with technology. The Asaira is they've digitized those frequencies in your computer, in a hard drive of a computer, and then the Asaira is a basically a small box, and it will not only find what remedies the person needs, but it will make a remedy as well.
Now, one more thing about homeopathy. Does that interfere with any medications people might be taking?
What's nice, you're not taking anything physical. So you're just taking the frequency, which then, you know, I don't want to get technical, but how does a frequency affect biological changes? They've done research on that and proven that it does. So basically, doesn't any, even a drug would have a frequency. So do you really need to take a drug? Sometimes you do. You have to force an action to happen. But a lot of times you only need the frequency to make the cell do what you want it to do.
Going back to your example about the poison ivy and making a homeopathic treatment with that, what would be the effect of using a homeopathic frequency of poison ivy on the body?
Well, again, if it's similar, cures similar. So let's say you have a skin rash. Poison ivy, actually, the name for that homeopathic remedy is called Rustox. And that one is used for like violent onset of inflammation. So that is a homeopathic remedy that's made from poison ivy. So it's actually used for, you can use it for rashes and arthritis, just like a sudden inflammatory thing where it comes on quickly, just like if you're in nature and you came in contact with the poison ivy. So that's...
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have heard of some homeopathic remedies like arnica.
Arnica is our number one seller as a single homeopathic remedy. It's the probably the best analgesic, you know, anti-inflammatory. It's really good to have in your medicine cabinet. As soon as you sprain an ankle or, you know, some kind of injury, to immediately take the arnica and it'll take the edge off. It's not like taking a morphine type drug where, you know, it's just going to,
you know, zone you out.
Yeah. Make you go float, but, it will help with, the inflammation and the pain and, you know, maybe not 100%, but if you can, you know, when you're really hurting, if you can take away 75% of the pain, it helps.
Okay.
Mark, we have a question from Radio Fan 25 on Ustream asking, do you use traditional medicine alongside homeopathic treatments to, in a sense, double up?
That is personal choice. I don't know what traditional medicine means anymore. In my mind, it's, you know, using echinacea and that sort of thing. So I don't know if he's talking about drugs. You can. It just depends on the philosophy, I guess, how you want to work on your body. And I'm not against drugs. I think drugs are great if that's what's called for. The majority of time, you're not in a life or death situation. And so, you know, your immune system's down. Well, you can take a little extra echinacea, vitamin C, zinc, you know, just some common sense stuff. And they know that those things do work on the immune system. So using the homeopathic with that is fine. But if he's talking about medications, you can use homeopathic with medications because it's frequency, so it won't interfere. So.
Great. Thanks for that answer.
Yeah. So back to the Asyra. And I want to let our listeners know that I had this done, and I just thought it was amazing. But I'd love for you to explain more about, you know, what this computer program, or I don't even know what to call it, machine.
Let's give you another background. These are called EAV machines, electroacupuncture according to Vohl. Dr. Vohl in 1950 produced the first machine, and they've evolved since then. Of course, with technology now, you know, I have a laptop that holds 40,000 frequencies in it, over 40,000 frequencies. So what would take just a few years back, anybody that had an EAV machine would have to test one by one. They'd have to put the supplement on the or the homeopath on the plate, and then you would test the person, and then that would come back either, like if there's no problem with you, then there would be no change in the resonance or the frequency. But if there was a problem, then it would shift, and then they would see that and then say, okay, that's one thing that we could.
So it took a long time.
It would take about 2 months compared to what I can do now with the Asyra in about, a minute.
Wow. Well, that was amazing when, you know, I don't want to jump ahead, but it's an exciting technology, and to have it scan all my glands and organs in about
That was about 10 seconds.
Wow. Well, we're going to hear more about this, but right now we're going to take a break and hear from all our wonderful sponsors. You are listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio, and we will be right back.
CastleRockRadio.com. The future of radio.
Hi, folks. My name is Guy Harold, and my family has been in the surgical stainless steel cookware business for 63 years. I am a value dealer. I sell for less. The cookware is used by Gearson and Price Pottinger, people around the world. Why? Our steel is non-reactive, non-porous, and is correct for your cooking needs. The temperature gauge knob tells you when the texture of produce and minimizes plant cell breakage, saving up to 48.9% more nutritional food value. The cookware has a lifetime warranty. No aluminum, no coatings, no cast iron, no ceramic, and no glass. Nothing to break or wear out. And you can stack cook up to 3 tiers high, saving you energy as well as food value. Call the Cookware Guy at 760-505-7057 or visit our website at www.stainlesscookware4u.com. That's stainlesscookware4u.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Asyra bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240.
The Norwalk Juicer, constantly developing and improving since Dr. Walker produced the first one in 1934. Nowhere in the world is there another juicer which even remotely compares with the Norwalk. It is easy to use for salads, cereals, and flour, nuts and seeds, frozen fruit and herbs. Want to know more? Google Norwalk Juicers or call 1-800-405-8423. That's Norwalk Juicers, or call 1-800-405-8423.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. I'm here today with my two co-hosts, Matt and Susan, and we are interviewing, who are we interviewing? What's your name again? Oh, Mark Duvall. I have to get him back, if you only knew, from Hole in the Wall Herb Shop. And he's been talking with us about the Asyra. And Mark, one of the questions I think we left off with was, what exactly is the Asyra?
Right.
How do you explain that to people?
So after you understand homeopathic remedies, then you understand that EAV machines are, you know, not new. What is new is they figured out how to digitize, and this is what I realized after I started investigating it. Not only can you digitize the homeopathic remedies, and there's thousands and thousands of homeopathic remedies, but you could take a bottle of Chinese herbs, put it on the plate, digitize the frequency of that, and then as you're doing a workup, somebody, if that comes up, that can be turned into a homeopathic remedy that's stored. It's stored in the database of the computer, though.
So all the products in your store,
they will eventually, because I've only had it a month, but yeah, eventually they will be all put into the Asyra, as well as the other 40,000 things that are in there. And then It just, and they're constantly, like every, I'd say once a week, they have a download from the manufacturer of more frequencies.
Wow.
One of the issues I've had with trying to understand homeopathic remedies is the strength, and it goes all the way from the most acute, you know, the, like the lowest, I think the 3X is, affects very physical or acute symptoms. And then it, you know, the stronger it is, I think you can only get up to 30X or 30C in a...
You can actually go up to 200 before you need to see a homeopath. And let's, right. That's a good question. Typically, the old-fashioned homeopaths, and remember, that was a science created in the, 1800s, and it was, this is the medicine of the time. And then when penicillin was discovered, which, you know, that's a good tool, because if you have gangrene, you're going to want, penicillin. You're mm-hmm. not going to want to try to improve your immune system at that point, because you already have an infection, and mm-hmm. you don't want to lose that limb. But the AMA popped out right then to just change the whole way of doing holistic healing, and they supported allopathic methods of doing medicine, and they basically came out and were putting down homeopathic medicine at that point.
And why? What do you think their intention was for that, Mark?
You know, that's a good question. I've pondered that.
You think it has to do with greed?
No. This is, of course not. This is medicine.
One thing I had said to you before we took a break was, holding these probes and having it scan my organs and glands in, a few seconds. That was just fascinating. So can you explain on how it scans or how that works?
No. Okay. Actually, I don't know everything about the mechanics. I've seen the results with it, and it's amazing. Yeah, well, when you hold the probes, basically what it does is it'll send, let's just use another analogy on your liver. Let's say your liver has some toxins in it. It'll send a healthy liver signal to it. And you may say, well, what's a healthy liver signal? They would possibly use a no-sode. And a no-sode basically is a homeopathic remedy that was prepared from a healthy liver tissue, okay, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Then they would send that frequency to your liver. The liver, if it's healthy, nothing would happen with the frequency shift. If the liver was unhealthy, then there would be a shift in the frequency. And when there's a shift in the frequency, the computer would then mark, like on your paper that you got, it would have a little line there in a different color that sums up with the liver. And then it would go through all the glands and organs, do the same thing. And then it would go immediately into the next test, which was the comprehensive analysis. And it would start sending all these different frequencies in the database to the liver until the liver selected the one that matched the frequency that would help balance it out, which would basically mean release those particular toxins.
Okay, but to the layman, it just means that basically that I've got some imbalance in my liver.
Right.
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 And I actually, I'm willing to share this with people because I had this test on. That is something that came up on me, that I had a slight imbalance in the liver.
So well, we know why, though.
Oh, Mark, I love you.
So it brings up emotional issues also.
Yes.
And that's where the higher levels of the homeopathic remedies come in that it can create.
Right. The lower levels, and that's, we're getting finally back to your original question. You'll have to bring me back occasionally. So basically the lower frequencies are for physical symptoms, and then you get into the higher frequencies. So again, when the more you dilute, the more potent the homeopathic is. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not about the physical substance. It's about increasing the whatever you're diluting. If it's a plant that has a frequency to it, and then you keep diluting it, and you're succussing it, shaking it, however you make the homeopathic, and then that makes it stronger. But then it gets into mental emotional areas when you go up into higher potencies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So it scanned my organs and came up with a couple of imbalances. So then what do you do next when something comes?
So basically the first part of the test is to build the homeopathic remedy. So we, so when you go to a typical homeopath, the old fashioned type, he would sit with you for 4 hours, talk to you about all the different emotional, mental, physical problems that you have, and then come up with one remedy. It's called a constitutional remedy.
Right.
Now I run that constitutional test and put it in your hold tank, which is, you know, as we build your remedy, and that takes about 4 seconds to do that.
Wow.
Plus, we'll put in Bach flower remedies. We'll figure out your food allergies. So we build a remedy, and it usually has around 40 to 50 homeopathic remedies in there. And then from that point, then we take a bottle that has water, 20% alcohol, and trace minerals. And the carbon bonds that are in the water, alcohol, and trace minerals will hold the frequencies. And I put that bottle on the plate. And then basically the computer will put through the plate over 3 million times in 45 seconds. It slams the frequencies back and forth into the bottle.
Well,
and
what
so
you're
creating a digital homeopathic.
What I thought was fascinating is because I know a little bit about the Bach flower remedies because I've used them. And I said to you before we got started, I said, I bet I know two Bach flower remedies.
That's right. You nailed
that
it.
It's going to come up with. And it did. So it was absolutely right on there, which I thought was fascinating. And the food allergies. So when it comes up with, it's like a toxicity to a particular food.
Right.
Does that mean that you avoid those foods for the rest of your life, or how does that work?
No, it will do two different categories. It'll say what's, you know, the hottest foods. Mm-hmm. And if you look on your food chart, you'll see the ones in yellow are the ones that you want to stay away from for 1 month. And then the ones in red, those typically 1 week, 2 weeks, you want to stay away from those. And then when you enter them back into your system, your body's not going into, you know, like an allergy reaction when you eat it because you've given yourself a break.
Okay.
And, you know, that's pretty much the same with anything. You never want to, you know, do anything 7 days a week. You know, your vitamins, same thing. We always recommend, you know, 3 days on, 1 day off, 5 days on, 2 days off, take a month off, a year, you know, just break it up so you don't build a tolerance to what you're eating or taking as a supplement.
So this is much more than just a physical. I mean, you know, most people, you know, they go to their doctor for their yearly physical and, you know, I mean, I don't do that, so I don't even know what it involves, but this was just so much more extensive and just, you know, gave me a really good baseline to know what imbalances were present in my body, and not only my physical body, but picking up on the emotional stuff, it was like, wow, this machine knows me.
It will also give an indication of what meridians need to be worked on for acupuncturists.
Yeah, you can run the meridian is one of the programs in there. And when we come back, I'll probably talk a little bit more about that if you want.
Yeah. I want to give out Mark's information. Or Mark, real quickly, can you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
The best way right now is to call the store, 1-800-437-3240. That's Hole in the Wall Herb Shop.
Okay. And our website is foodintegritynow.org, and we archive all of these shows pretty quickly after the live shows. So, you know, tell your friends and, you know, about who we are, and you can listen to it at your own convenience, which is the beauty of archiving. So we are going to take a break. You are listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, she give me love and I feel all right. CastleRockRadio.com. Locally focused, nationally relevant, and globally heard.
Are you a person who is seeking understanding in your life, emotions, relationships, and/or career? Many people are ready for a new level of understanding. Are you? Work with Tammy at Empowerment Through Healing to discover the answers that may be hidden. Tammy is a medium clairvoyant and a life energy low Tai practitioner. Tammy can offer guidance through her work as a medium clairvoyant, working with your spirit guides to offer understanding at current life issues. Find more information and to contact Tammy, go to www.empowermentthroughhealing.com or you may phone her at 719-641-2017.
Hi, everyone. This is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Asaira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240.
Hi, I'm Karen Cantrell. I'm an animal whisperer. I have the ability to connect with the energy of your animals. During our session, you will gain a valuable understanding of what the animal is experiencing and why, the ways that you can assist them, and also discover the information and support your animals desire to share with you to assist you on your own healing path. For more information, visit my website, healinganimalwhisperer.com. Or give me a call at 303-974-1978.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. We're talking with Mark Duvall. He is one of the co-owners of the Hole in the Wall Herb Shop up in Woodland Park, Colorado. And we're talking about Asaira bioenergetic medicine and the testing machine that he has. And Matt, do we have a question from a listener?
Yes, we do, Carol. Yo-Yo Kimmy has asked, what do you treat the food allergies with? Do you just avoid those foods, or can you take an antidote and still eat them?
It is actually better to avoid the food because it's going to cause an allergy reaction. If you took, we could make a homeopathic out of that food and give it to you, but it would still, you know, you're kind of eating something that's toxic to your body and then trying to give you a homeopathic remedy to neutralize that toxic effect at the same time. It's still going to produce stress on the body. So we just actually just, once we identify it, just eliminate it for a month or 2 weeks, depending on how, you know, how it comes up.
Mm-hmm. So back to acupuncture, how does it work with testing which meridians need to be
worked on? Yeah, that's a fascinating program. Many acupuncturists actually bought the machine in order to double check what they already knew, and they could do a scan, run the acupuncture program, and then it would say, you know, these are the meridians are out of balance. This is, you know, the point, the needle point to put into the skin. And a lot of times, you know, if they were good acupuncturists, it would just back up what they already had diagnosed to begin with.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
Did you want to ask about that chiropractic one?
Yeah, I did, Mark. thank you. Anyway, one of the things that it came up with on my testing was that my thoracic 11 was out of alignment, which, you know, how amazing is that? You know, I need an adjustment.
Right. That one, I didn't understand at first until they gave me the analogy where they took the machine to a chiropractic convention and they gave the probes to one of the chiropractors and ran that program. And it said there was like 4 vertebrae out. And before that, he was examined by a chiropractor and they found the four vertebrates, and then the computer backed it up. But instead of getting those adjusted, they gave him a homeopathic. They gave him the frequency of those particular vertebrates. They took the homeopathic an hour later. He came back, got examined, did not get adjusted. Those vertebrates did go in, and, you know, because it helped electrically pull the pressure off, so then it can naturally move back into place. Now, that doesn't happen 100% of the time, but that's an example of homeopathy and how powerful it is.
See, I didn't understand that. I thought it was just telling me I need to go get an adjustment.
Well, it's telling you that, too. It's probably a good idea to get an adjustment.
But it helps to balance even that.
Right. And remember, meridians, this is all based on meridians. The Chinese identified meridians over 5,000 years ago, and they're, you know, there's amazing speed that can travel. So that's why these things, it's not using the nerves, it's using the meridians to transfer the information back and forth. So
I want to give our listeners real quickly the call-in number if you have any questions for Mark, or if you get online, you can chat with Matt, and we'll get your question out here. But the number is 888-321-7234. That's 888-321-7234.
The machine is pretty smart as far as what tests it chooses to do in what order. Is that right?
Yeah, this is an amazing tool. After you've run some basic tests, then there's so many. As a practitioner, you don't know what should I run now. So there's a test to test all the tests to see which tests would need to be.
Whoa. Can you say that again, Mark?
Yeah, to be run. So so that's what I usually do next. Is after I've run some basic tests, then I'll run that one, and then it'll highlight the ones that are most important at that time.
So yeah, so it tells you, okay, there's an area here that you need to investigate further,
right,
more or less.
Exactly.
So you run another test.
Right. And you're not trying to work on the whole, every single thing, you know, all at once. It'll do, the computer will go in layers, and it knows which homeopathics to work with and which organ systems are most stressed first before you can get to, you know, you got to let go of this before you can get to this.
Some examples of those different tests would be like the hormone imbalance or...
Yeah, it has an incredible hormone, and this is especially menopausal women. You know, they want to know thyroid. Just, you know, it just, you know, it can come up with a homeopathic estrogen, homeopathic thyroid, homeopathic progesterone. It came up with me with testosterone being a little bit low, mm-hmm. So I ran that.
I won't touch that one.
Okay.
And then it can come up with genetic weaknesses that you need to be aware of.
Yes. It can actually, it has chromosomal homeopathic, so it's working on your, at a genetic level.
God, that is just amazing. That is just, and I understand that this machine is actually registered with the FDA, which I was really surprised.
Correct. Most of the EAVs, again, are used in Europe, especially in England. They have lots of homeopathic doctors coming out of schools, and they you know, grab these machines, and it really helps with their practice. In the United States, all medical devices have to be registered with the FDA, or it's illegal to use them. And this company, which is out of Utah, you can go to Asyra, Asyra.com for more information on the manufacturer. They have some case histories and research on the website. It's pretty fascinating. It's a little complicated to just sit down and read, but they kind of wrote it for medical doctors or chiropractors, that sort of thing.
So if people in the area, in the Colorado area, want to have this test done, how can they get a hold of you, Mark?
Again, it's probably best just to call the store, Hole in the Wall Herb Shop, 1-800-437-3240.
Okay. And do you have any information about this on your website? Or
we will, but not currently.
It's okay.
So busy with
with doing this.
Yeah. Mark, we have a question from Portia Rader asking, where does this practice or business lie in medical science, and do doctors also use homeopathy? Have you found any doctors that are open towards this this modality of healing?
It depends what country we're talking about. So okay. in Europe, in England, this is, you know, the regular medical doctor. This is their. I lived in Germany. You know, they would send you to the drugstore if you're sick, and you would get echinacea or something. So in this country, there is medical doctors that have gone into holistic medicine and homeopathy. But it's a small percentage compared to other countries because it's more drug oriented here, I guess.
Well, it was, you know, like when we had Charlotte Gerson on last week, you know, it was the same deal. You know, you can't treat cancer in this country.
Right.
Unless you do it a certain way. But in other countries, you can use more natural medicines.
Right. And the whole point of this is to try to heal, detoxify, strengthen the immune system, do it before it turns into a physical problem. So we're not diagnosing anything. We're just helping the body balance itself through different frequencies. So it's, you know, that's just the future of medicine, actually.
Go ahead, Susan. I just think it's amazing that it will actually point out specific stressors like mother-in-law or, or, you know, very specific things that you can get a remedy for, but it actually will say.
Well, you probably have to deal with your mother-in-law too.
Right.
We have another question, Mark, from Walton Club. Is Arnica an herb? And can you overdose on homeopathics?
You can give somebody high delusions of homeopathic that they don't need, and you can upset them emotionally. So I would have to say, yes, Arnica is an herb. What's nice about the computer, it won't ever throw you out of balance because it's, you know, if it says you need this dilution, this particular filter, it's your body that's actually selected it out of the database. So your own body has, you know, I'm not saying, oh, take this, but it's the body is selecting which frequency it needs. So
Another thing that I thought was pretty amazing that it picked up on some heavy metals pesticides.
Right.
And
DDT, residue that
mine was radon.
Radon, right. Which you live in Colorado, there's quite a bit of radon.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bit. So
will the homeopathic remedy assist in releasing some of these toxins, heavy metals?
Exactly. Remember, it means similar. So if you have mercury poisoning, let's say, or if mercury comes up, it would come up with the mercury homeopathic, which was made out of mercury, and it has the opposite electrical frequency. So then you take that, it balances the electrical frequency around the mercury metal that's in your body, and then it can't stick to the tissue because it's like a magnet. You've released the magnet. It then can float out and then be excreted through the kidneys or whatever.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I actually did test positive for mercury, and I'm a pretty clean eater. You know, I really watch what I eat, but you know,
but it's
fillings
a lot of fish
or
and tuna, you know, and
it's amazing. As careful as, you know, we try to be, it's right. Still we got environmental stuff out there that
right.
It's kind of hard to avoid. And
how does it work when someone comes for the first time, then they want to come back for repeat visits?
Right. It's not a one shot type deal. You're working in layers. And so the body kind of knows what it's ready to release this group of toxins. And then it can go deeper the next time, a little bit deeper the next time. And it does it gently so you don't go into a healing crisis. That's the key. We don't really, my wife and I have been into healing, and some healers really think, oh, let's just detoxify everything all at once. And it's better to, you know, do it gently over time.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty true about most things, you know, just people tend to want to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
In our society today. Oh, yeah. Come on. Something's broken. I got to fix it right away.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and we will be back. You are listening to Food Integrity Now. Stay tuned.
Are you experiencing depression, anxiety, anger, or low self-esteem? Do you find yourself sabotaging what you really want to achieve? Jeannie Smith at Open Heart Healing can help you work through these issues to allow joy and quality back into your life. Jeannie has over 10 years of experience as a Gestalt therapist and Tai Chi practitioner, and her office is here in Castle Rock on South Perry Street. Jeannie works with adults, couples, and adolescents. Call for a free consultation at 303-660-6373. Again, that's 303-660-6373.
The Norwalk juicer, constantly developing and improving since Dr. Walker produced the first one in 1934. Nowhere in the world is there another juicer which even remotely compares with the Norwalk. It is easy to use for salads, cereals, and flour, nuts and seeds, frozen fruit and herbs. Want to know more? Google Norwalk Juicers or call 1-800-405-8423. That's Norwalk Juicers or call 1-800-405-8423.
Hi, everyone. This is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Asaira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240. Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. We're here with Mark Duvall from Hole in the Wall Herb Shop, and he's been talking about the Asaira Biogenic Testing Machine.
Bioenergetic.
Excuse me, Mark. And I understand, Matt, that we have a comment from someone on the chat line.
Yeah, Thames River One from the UK commented, "You are all so on point, especially here in the UK. Homeopathic treatment is accepted in the norm even. And we eat a ton of fish, so we have to watch metals and other pollutants."
Wow, that's great. Other countries, you were saying that it's just way more acceptable. And, you know, I think maybe we're moving in that direction. I mean, probably 10 years ago, Arnica and things like that weren't as accepted as they are now. Do you agree with that, Mark, or what do you think?
I agree. It's in its infancy stage at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go into a drugstore in France and, you know, they'll have an entire wall 20 feet long, 10 feet high with just homeopathic remedies. It's just a normal thing. Because if somebody's not totally down with the disease, there's something you can do. In allopathic medicine, either you're healthy or you have cancer. They don't believe there's anything in between. It's just you have the disease, or if you don't have the disease, then you're totally healthy. And what this is basically the definition of functional medicine. So there's all these other things that lead up to a disease that you can do, you know, detoxify, eat better food, drink cleaner water, mm-hmm. Exercise. It's just basic common sense.
Right. Does it test for like bacteria and virus that you might not be manifesting symptoms for?
Right. You can have a bacteria or a virus, and it may not even, you know, you may be just like maybe a little tired. But so it hasn't actually turned into a physical, totally physical thing taking you out of work, but you're just a little bit down. And there's hundreds and hundreds of the viruses in there. And then even like strep, which is a bacteria, it may come up with six different types of strep. So it'll identify which one is in there. And then it has the homeopathic counterpart to help your body expel the bacteria.
Yeah, it came up with a virus on me, avian leukemia virus.
Wow.
And so what does that mean, Mark?
There's so many that we haven't, there's over 40,000 frequencies in there. And so yeah. I get this all the time. Yeah. So we haven't.
And it's yellow.
Is it? Yeah, that's really strong. So it's good that you got that.
Yeah.
But we haven't identified all 40,000 things yet.
Yeah. So that could mean that I haven't really manifested it in the physical yet.
Right.
Or
exactly. It's somehow it's in your system.
Uh-huh.
And before it becomes physical, it's at an energy state, mm-hmm. and it turns it into a chemical state, and then it will turn into the physical state. The whole idea is to get it, you know, in the etheric and the energy state, and eliminate it and balance the body before it becomes physical. And that's functional medicine.
So it's really preventative.
Then. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't that the way to go?
Right. Well, that again is the future of medicine. You know, why not?
So, do you mind me asking, Mark, what does this cost?
It depends where you go in the world. Mm-hmm. We probably have one of the lowest prices. We charge $150 and it takes a couple hours to go mm-hmm. through everything. Most practitioners will charge $300 on up. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and considering the number of tests that this machine is capable of creating, that seems pretty inexpensive to me. Yeah.
Sure, that's pretty reasonable. How many, so this is something that, you know, the first treatment will probably take care of a lot of someone's issues, and then would it require repeat visits?
Yeah, the manufacturer recommends coming back anywhere from 2 to 12 times initially, depending on your symptoms. If everything's great after the second treatment, then maybe come back every 4 months just as to find out about your foods and see if any more metals came in or viruses or, you know, just as a checkup and to get another homeopathic. But otherwise, you know, between 2 and 12 times initially.
Do you have any examples of someone who's come in with something?
Just today. Teenager came in totally healthy. I mean, he just had his checkup and he, you know, there's no problems, but he's entirely exhausted. And so, I was a little apprehensive myself. I didn't really know where to go, but we did run the test and he was been working the last two summers on a farm. And it's an older farm, and they're doing a lot of cleanup, you know, just everything's all messed up. So they're cleaning and, you know, getting in, stirring up a lot of dust and whatnot. And he does have a lot of genetically inherited allergies, which came up, which he agreed about. But he had like 5 heavy metals. He had 4 pesticides, including DDT. And I was wondering, it's like, you know, before I knew he was working on the farm, I'm thinking, you're 18. How could you have got exposed to all these, you know, chemicals, you know, they're used in farming? And then he said, well, I've been working at this guy's farm for the last 2 years and we're doing nothing but cleaning it up. And so, and it's caused him to, for the last month, he's been completely exhausted. As a matter of fact, he last 2 weeks, he couldn't work at all. So we, you know, the remedies came up and, you know, we imprinted him. And so we'll see how that works.
Yeah. I'd be curious to hear how that does work, you know, to, will they follow up, do you know, or?
Oh yeah, they'll follow up. And then at the end, after I make the remedy, the computer literally will, we can run a nutritional profile, and if they have nutritional deficiencies, it will come up with that as well.
Yeah. Well, remember the days, when, you know, just for the food allergies that, you know, used to have the scratch test on
right.
your back and they'd go all the way down.
And I had all those.
Yeah.
All those.
And, boy, we've come a long way.
Yeah.
Now you
It takes on the food test, what, about a minute and a half, Nancy? Yeah, about a minute and a half to run hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of foods.
Yeah, that in and of itself, I mean, for people would be just absolutely amazing.
Mark, we have a couple of questions coming in on Ustream. Do you sell homeopathics on your website?
We sell herbs, vitamins. We have the boron homeopathics, the single homeopathics, and a few combinations. So there's a few. We don't.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and give us that website address?
Whole, W-H-O-L-E, in the wall, herb shop. And shop is shoppe.com.
Okay. And we have another question about from Portia Rader asking, if you have difficult menstruation, can homeopathics help with that? What about, and also with menopause?
Absolutely. This is one of the strong points. It can help because you're going to get homeopathic hormones, but they're the frequency of the hormones. And then simple things like avoiding caffeine for menopause and PMS is probably the biggest problem women don't understand about, and especially dairy as well, with all the hormones that are in that and the hormones that are in meat.
If people are already taking different natural remedies, the machine can test that for those,
right,
as well.
So when you do a workup, you would bring all the stuff that you're taking, and then after you make the homeopathic, you would test the remedies that they're currently taking, see if it would match with the homeopathic or not match. And so you would test everything out first.
Great. Well, we are getting ready to wrap this up. Thank you very much, Mark. I think this is fascinating medicine, and if people, again, if they want to contact you, can you give us the phone number one more time?
Yeah, the store phone number is 1-800-437-3240. That's Whole in the Wall Herb Shop with a W.
Okay, and you can find Susan, Matt, and I at foodintegritynow.org. And if you have a question for us, it's info@foodintegritynow.org. And thank you for listening. We will be back next week, same time.
Millions of homes, a man loved a woman, a child it was born. It learned how to hurt, and it learned how to cry, like humans do.